Section 6. It sucks what the record companies are doing to you. After years of starts and stops, Kenna was finally signed by Columbia Records. He released an album called New Sacred Cow. Then he went on his first tour, playing in 14 cities throughout the American West and Midwest. It was a modest beginning. He opened for another band and played for 35 minutes. Many people in the audience didn't even realize that he was on the bill. But once they heard him play, they were enthusiastic. He also made a video of one of his songs, which was nominated for an award on VH1. College radio stations began playing New Sacred Cow, and it started to climb the college charts. He then got a few appearances on television talk shows, but the big prize still eluded him. His album didn't take off because he couldn't get his first single played on Top 40 radio. It was the same old story. The equivalent of Gail Vance Seville and Judy Heilman had loved Kenna. Craig Coleman heard his demo tape and got on the phone and said, "I want to see him now." Fred Durst heard one of his songs over the telephone and decided that this was it. Paul McGuinness flew him to Ireland. The people who had a way to structure their first impressions, the vocabulary to capture them, and the experience to understand them, loved Kenna. And in a perfect world, that would have counted for more than the questionable findings of market research. But the world of radio is not as savvy as the world of food or the furniture makers at Herman Miller. They prefer a system that cannot measure what it promises to measure. I guess they've gone to their focus groups, and the focus groups have said, "No, it's not a hit." They don't want to put money into something that doesn't test well, Kenna says. But that's not the way this music works. This music takes faith. And faith isn't what the music business is about anymore. It's absolutely frustrating, and it's overwhelming as well. I can't sleep. My mind is running. But if nothing else, I get to play. And the response from the kids is so massive and beautiful that it makes me get up the next day and fight again. The kids come up to me after the show and say, "It sucks what the record companies are doing to you. But we're here for you, and we're telling everybody."